USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An avalanche of reaction from lawmakers and military officials after President Trump abruptly claims in a video that it's time for U.S. military personnel in Syria to come home, saying that we've defeated ISIS there.
We've been fighting for a long time in Syria. I've been president for almost 2 years, and we've really stepped it up, and we have won against ISIS.
The president calling for the remaining 2,000 ground troops in Syria to be home as soon as possible. A Senate bill to avert a government shutdown tomorrow night is now headed to the House. It will extend funding for the government until February 8th. Drone sightings shut down Gatwick Airport in London for hours last night, stranding tens of thousands of holiday travelers at the airport, as well as many who were supposed to be landing there. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
In Colorado, agents from the FBI and the State Bureau of Investigation have searched the home of Kelsey Barrett for several hours yesterday, not commenting on what they were looking for at the home in Woodland Park, but they've been focusing their attention over the last week on the missing woman's fiancé, Patrick Frazee. Barrett was last seen on Thanksgiving Day, but wasn't reported missing until December 2nd. The Federal Reserve policymakers end a two-day meeting by raising interest rates for the fourth time this year, up another quarter point. Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy remains strong, although he also warned there are some signs of a possible slowdown up the road.
Despite this robust economic backdrop and our expectation for healthy growth, we have seen developments that may signal some softening relative to what we were expecting a few months ago. Growth in other economies around the world has moderated somewhat over the course of 2018, albeit still solid levels.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Two U.S. airmen are suing Defense Secretary James Mattis after being discharged from the military because of their HIV-positive status. The Washington Post is reporting the lawsuit filed Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Virginia argues that their discharge last month violates federal law and the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. The two have tested positive for HIV during Air Force screenings last year. After beginning treatments, their doctors have determined they are physically fit to be deployed. SpaceX and Blue Origin rescheduling their rocket launches for a second time. The two space companies had to abort individual launches back on Tuesday because of a sensor issue and a ground infrastructure problem, respectively. Each launch was then moved to yesterday before they were then canceled again. Blue Origin says it needs more time to explore the issues that detailed, or rather derailed, the earlier attempts. There's no confirmed date for the next try. SpaceX is to give it another go this morning with a launch time of 9 a.m. Eastern now scheduled. And a petition is circulating online for Disney to give up its trademark on the phrase Hakuna Matata. The Swahili phrase means no problems or no worries. It was popularized in the 1994 movie The Lion King. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.